So this is Dinner at Andy's. We're rolling. Andy and I are on a pier on the Hudson River at the end of Montgomery Street. And you had a dream of being a drug dealer.
The original idea, not a drug dealer, I'm selling stamps. But this would be what a drug dealer feels like. I don't have the chutzpah to actually sell drugs.
You have Excedrin, though, with you, don't you?
And yeah, if they're looking for drugs, if the stamps won't do, I do have some Excedrin.
So you have U.S. postage stamps, and you're going to sell them for...
The original idea was we would loiter by the post office and get people as they enter the post office and offer them stamps at a discount.
Uh-huh.
We would offer them scalper's rates for U.S. stamps. But there's nobody by the post office. It's kind of quiet.
How much are stamps going for these days?
First class stamp, 58 cents, which is still an amazing bargain. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Somebody from the U.S. government, a representative, comes to your door, picks up this envelope, carries the envelope to some address, some house in Kentucky, 58 cents.
Yeah, well, it's a money-losing proposition.
Yeah, but it's the greatest bargain available.
And you're going to sell these for how much? 33 cents?
Well, let's see what we can...
Because we got no change.
So it has to be like $3, $4, you mean?
Yeah, because we got no change.
And then we could ask, what do they do with the extra penny? We could ask them to round up.
Yeah.
Round up for kids in need.
Yep.
Yeah, for
that
sleep apnea.
Good. But you're
some
not so
cause.
Hot. You're not so hot on selling Excedrin and ibuprofen today?
If you want to, do you want to try that?
So you've gotten cold feet about...
You're the one that said that's technically peddling drugs. That's crossing a line.
It's illegal. Yeah, just like selling a loose cigarette on the street is illegal.
Okay, let's see if you have the guts to
go up to someone. I'm not selling.
And offer them Excedrin.
I'm not even with you. I want to pretend I'm not even with you.
What's in Excedrin?
We're wearing... I don't know. Good question. We're wearing hidden microphones.
It's aspirin. You got aspirin.
Okay.
You got your caffeine.
Aspirin, caffeine. It sounds like...
It'll keep you up during...
sounds like Alka-Seltzer.
Economics class. And acetaminophen.
Oh, acetaminophen.
There it is.
So it's got aspirin and acetaminophen.
So you know it's good. You want to see if we can peddle some Excedrin?
I want to hang out away from you.
You this can't.
Is...
Oh, no.
Well, yeah,
and,
we
well
can't.
As a matter of fact, no, you have to, actually, because if I sell any stamps, I don't want to take their money.
Right.
You're the money guy.
Right, okay.
That's how it
Even
works.
Even though I ditched my ID.
Did you ever see the... Did you really?
Yeah.
You don't have ID with you?
Nope.
Why? Tell the people why you don't have ID with you
so
right now.
So that if the policeman asks me for ID, I can truthfully say I don't have any.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But then you'll be in more trouble, won't you?
No, why? For not having ID? I'm not required to have ID if walking around on the street.
Well, you have me right next to you going, Ken Friedman. That's just disrespectful to the officer. All right.
You have your ID with you.
Yeah. I brought some of yours, too.
What ID of mine do you have?
I always have ID of yours.
What are you doing?
I'm showing, this is going to be a sample of the stamps that we're offering, and you're going to have the actual roll of stamps. They're going to give you the money.
What's your pretext? I mean, we're not admitting to people that we're even recording, right?
No, we can't do that. We can't say you're on the air.
So how are you going to get
around? I have some Lunar New Year stamps. I have some stamps that feature...
Edmonia Lewis.
Don't pretend you know who that is. It's a woman named Edmonia Lewis, who I think lived next door to the guy who decided what faces to put on the stamps. I think he just ran out of ideas. Okay, hold on. I got this. Oh, I got some your basic flying flag forever stamps.
Old Glory.
Oh,
these
are big
forever
sellers.
Stamps. So
they're all forever stamps.
Jeez,
these are our big sellers, the Old Glory ones.
So somebody could buy a forever stamp for 33 cents.
Sit on it,
and it'll be worth even more than 58 cents.
In 1,000 years.
No, in 2 years.
In 2 years, baby.
6 months.
Okay, so here, this is our supply.
Okay,
you're gonna be the supplier.
I'm gonna be your developmentally disabled.
Handyman. Yeah, pretend to be developmentally disabled. Yes,
okay.
Please do that.
I will.
Okay. Say this. I forgot my ID. Go ahead and say it. Practice.
I forgot my ID.
Yeah. Excuse me. Do you have any ID? I'll be a cop. What would you say if I was a cop? Susie, sir, son, what are you doing? Selling stamps? What are you selling?
No.
You bothering people?
No.
You have any ID?
I forgot my ID.
Oh, can't wait.
Is that believable?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Wait, why do I need an ID? What do you mean I forgot
You know what helps sell it?
What?
As you say, I forgot my ID, pee your pants. Soil your pants.
Okay.
Believe me, the cops will back away.
Yeah, like in the movie Unforgiven. When that guy peed himself.
He did?
Yeah.
Perfect.
On the porch of the saloon.
Okay, so let's try to sell some stamps.
Yeah.
This is as close to being a drug dealer, a street-level drug dealer, as I'll ever get. You began your career doing this.
In high school, yes.
Yes, exactly.
But
so
Andy, you know, you
show
don't...
Show me, what was your technique? Did you wait for people?
My technique was to
Hey, you looking for stamps? I got some stamps. I got some Forevers. You want some stamps?
He's got a baby with him.
Exactly. Well, he probably has to mail Christmas cards.
And this kid's catching pigeons.
Yeah.
Look at that, man. He's doing pretty well.
Yep. I'll give him $20 if he can catch that pigeon. $20.
The kid is stalking two pigeons.
Yeah, a little five-year-old kid.
On the pier.
It's all happening here.
He's walking like a pigeon so that he kind of blends in.
He has a plan.
That's a good technique.
Okay, let's go try to sell some stamps.
All right, I'm following you. I forgot my ID. I'm your developmentally disabled handyman.
Look, I will say this, though. If a cop tries to stop us, I'm not going back to prison. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I don't care what it takes. I don't care who's between me and freedom. I don't care who's between me and that door. They're going down.
What was the worst thing that happened to you in prison? Last time
I had a pretty rough time. By the way, here's a little, you know, when we do go to prison, because it's going to happen sometime today.
Yeah.
You know, when you get raped, pretend it makes you uncomfortable. Pretend you don't like it. That'll make them feel bad. That's my little hint. They'll feel bad afterwards.
I think that's what it's all about for
just
them.
Just try it.
To pretend.
That was my, pretend you don't like it.
I don't think I will like it.
Oh, good. That's the attitude. Exactly. Say that. Okay, here we go.
You really like it?
Just pretend you don't. Look, this is all I'm telling you. Pretend you don't like it. They'll be racked with guilt.
Yeah, no problem.
They'll be racked with guilt.
No, I think that's why they
It'll discourage them from doing it again.
Don't bring this up to any of these people on the pier.
So now we're at the end of the pier. We're looking at the skyline. It's quite beautiful,
yeah,
isn't
everybody's
it?
Everybody's just looking at Manhattan.
Yeah, we're about to ruin their day. They have no idea.
Sunny day, blue sky.
They have no clue their day's about to be ruined.
No wind.
All right.
Everybody looks pretty preoccupied.
They look pretty happy, don't they?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's looking like they need stamps.
Okay.
Or Excedrin.
Oh, my God.
You know, Andy, you don't have
how
to...
How do the drug dealers do it? How do they do it?
You don't have to be an illegal drug dealer. You could be a real drug dealer.
This is just me trying it on. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
I have some stamps.
Andy's
looking for stamps?
Approaching somebody with stamps.
I can sell to you discounted stamps. Normally they're 58 cents.
No, thank you.
Okay.
She doesn't seem interested.
$3 for $1. They're good stamps. They'll take your envelope anywhere you want. Cincinnati, St. Louis, and really anywhere. First class. They're Forevers. Got some Forevers here. Hey, got some Forever stamps. Looking for some stamps? You need some stamps?
Don't solicit kids, because the parents will get very upset. There's a lot of kids out here.
I made that mistake once.
Yeah. It's not like you have your free candy van as protection.
Hey, you want to... Well, if you do solicit the kids, you got to include something from the Dairy Queen truck. Want a stamp and an ice cream cone? Okay. So I have to make it clear these are first-class stamps, forever stamps.
First-class forever stamps.
You don't have to lick them. They're self-adhesive.
At a significant discount.
Yo, I didn't push the discount.
Yeah, 15 cents less each.
Yeah. Just make me an offer. I don't have the guts to approach people. Ken.
That's a slight problem.
I don't have the chutzpah.
Yeah, well,
forgot. Here's a young couple.
I forgot my ID.
Yeah. Yeah, you forgot
your ID.
I'll
stand over here.
Hey, why don't we have a contest? Who can sell the most stamps?
No, that's okay.
Come on.
You would win.
Damn you.
You mean question you would win.
Wait, but don't I have to say you're on the air?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I have a plan. I was going to introduce you as Sir Kenneth. You're on the air. Like, that would be your last name. You're
Sir
on
Kenneth,
the air.
You're on the air.
Yeah. Would that legally cover us?
Yeah, probably not. But it's a gray enough area that, you know.
There's a tourist helicopter.
Yep, helicopters hanging out above Manhattan.
Yeah.
Ferries going back and forth.
It's kind of pretty. Hi, you guys looking for stamps? Want some stamps? Discount stamps?
No, we're fine. Thank you so much, though.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Okay, you have a great day. They're self-adhesive. You don't have to lick them.
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, I just have a choice here. I have August Wilson. He wrote Fences. I have a lot more than this. My friend over there, he's holding the bulk of our supply. Normally, these are 58 cents.
Oh, wow.
Make me an offer. Make me an offer. I can sell you 10. I can sell you 10 of these stamps for $3. Okay. 10 stamps for
$3. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm okay. Thank you so much, though.
Did I mention they're forever stamps? These are forevers, baby.
It's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do you know anyone here that might be looking for stamps and might need to mail something?
I'm not sure. Maybe just ask around.
That guy. Thanks. I'm going to tell my friend, I haven't sold any today, but I'm going to tell my friend that you're going to think about it. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Just play along. I'll say you're leaning toward doing it. You're seriously considering it. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell him that. Hold on. Hey, Ken. They're seriously considering it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got them. I'm going to reel them in.
Okay.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's going to go.
They're doing great.
Yeah, it's going to go great. Now I'm going to go close them.
Okay, go close the deal.
Okay.
They're thinking about it.
Okay.
They look like they're on the verge.
Yeah. Have you come to a decision yet? Well, yeah. I told them you used to be in the band Cream.
There were only three people in that band.
Yeah, who were you? Don't make me a liar.
I was the fourth Cream member.
I'm gonna say you were Ginger Baker's replacement when he broke his leg.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. My friend doesn't think I could sell any of them. He's like really losing respect for me. Will you buy a couple of them? Stamps. These are real stamps. Don't you need stamps? Don't you ever mail anything? No. Doesn't your family ever mail anything? 10 cents each. These are normally 58 cents. 40 cents for four stamps.
No,
you'll never see... Oh.
I'm sorry.
I have a bunch at home.
You have stamps at home?
Yeah.
But not like this. Look, this has Edmonia Lewis on it. Do you know who she was?
Not really, no.
She invented the banister. You know when you walk downstairs? And you hold the banister along the side of the stairs?
Oh, yeah.
She invented that.
Wow.
So she saved countless lives. And this is a stamp that commemorates her. Ammonia Lewis. 5 cents each. A dime. A dime for two stamps.
I don't have cash.
Okay, I'm going to go tell my friend. I'm going to tell my friend you're on the verge. You're probably going to buy us some. I'm going to tell him. Okay. It's looking good. It's looking really good.
Well, I gotta tell you that I'm standing only 30 feet away from them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I overheard a good chunk of that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like they're really on the verge at all. Yeah, it doesn't sound
you're
like
not a salesman. You don't know. It's all about their body language.
Yeah, no, I think they're getting ready to leave now.
Yeah, that's a clue.
I think they want to get away from you, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
They're an attractive young couple.
They're going to get money. Are you going back? Are you going home to get cash? Are you going to come back with money? We'll be right here. We're going to wait right here. Now, what time do you think you'll be back?
I don't know. Not sure.
Okay, we'll be here all day. Don't let us down. They'll be back.
I've got good news and bad news
for you. Yeah.
The good news first?
Yeah, yeah.
We've done 15 minutes.
Hey, you looking for stamps? Stamps? Who are you talking? Is that a business call?
Okay.
She's on a business call, Ken. You can't bother her.
Oh, she on a call?
Yeah, it's a business call. She wants nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Until the call's over.
I bet she doesn't need stamps at all.
I know.
She's probably wired and everything.
Nobody needs stamps.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Here's a couple. Come on with me.
Maybe you should be selling minutes, like 3 minutes on a burner phone. That's what we should be selling.
Do you have a burner phone with you?
I don't.
Do you have any ID with you?
No.
Where's your ID?
I left it at home.
Where's your ID, son? Left it at home.
Why do I need it?
And then, you know what also might sell it? If you tell them exactly where at home you left it. I left it at home, it's under my pillow. Go ahead, say that. Where's your ID, son?
I left it at home, it is in my laptop bag, which is the bottom right one on the front face of the laptop bag.
Okay, son, we're gonna let you go. Frankly, you're creeping us out, son. Hi, ma'am. You looking for stamps? Cheap stamps? Do you use stamps? Do you ever mail anything?
Did you mention what's her name? Edmonia
Lewis.
Edmonia Lewis,
yeah.
Did you mention that she invented the banister?
Yeah. I don't know what else.
That's a big plus.
It's just between you and me. This can't go anywhere else. I made that up. I don't know what the hell she did.
Oh, man.
I think they were just looking for people to put on stamps, and she just walked by. She just parked her little scooter right by the post office window.
I thought you said that she lived next door to the guy who determined whose faces go on the stamps.
I don't know who she is. Edmonia Lewis. All I know is she's got her a stamp. You've been in broadcasting for what, 30 years?
Yeah,
where's your stamp?
Yeah, I don't have a stamp.
No, you don't. Edmonia Lewis.
I'm moving back up into the sun.
Yeah. How's this going? Okay,
it's going great.
We're clearing out the whole deck. Oh, wait, here's a nice couple. Come on.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll stay right here.
Yeah, wait. You know what? I think I need more stamps to show people.
Okay.
I think they need to see that I have a real supply.
Right.
Otherwise, they think I'm some kind of poser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This will impress them.
They don't think you're a real stamp scalper.
Yeah, this will impress them. Hold on. Here we go.
Andy's heading back to another couple.
How you guys doing?
Trying to sell stamps.
You need stamps? I have cheap stamps. A dime a piece. They're perfectly good. They're forever's, baby. They'll take you anywhere you want. Okay, well, you're welcome. They're thinking about it.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
Let me just check my tape recorder.
Okay.
I'm still recording. Can we see if you're still recording?
Unfortunately, I think I am still recording.
It looks like you are still
recording.
Oh. All right.
Damn it.
Perfect. We're 20 minutes in.
Okay, hold on. How you guys doing today?
Right.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I have here? I have stamps. Real, honest to goodness, forever stamps. You guys mail letters? You love mailing letters? Christmas cards? New Year's cards? You pay your bills? You pay your bills? You use stamps? Well, you must mail a letter. You mail a letter to your mom? Happy Mother's Day? Nothing? When was the last time you mailed a letter?
About 15 years ago.
Exactly. Okay, it's going to come up every 15 years. That's the average. Look, these sell for 58 cents. I'm going to sell them to you a nickel a piece. A nickel for a stamp. A nickel. It's a forever stamp. You can just sit on it for 30 years. Okay, you're thinking about it? Oh, I'm going to tell my friend you're thinking about it.
Okay.
He's losing a lot of respect in me. Ken, they're on the fence. They're on the bubble.
I respect you more than ever.
Okay.
For even trying this.
I forgot to call him brother. That puts them at ease. I'm going to try that next. Hey, brother. Looking for stamps? You look like you need some stamps. You're welcome. I got a nice thank you. August Wilson stamps.
Oh, yeah, you got August Wilson. You got Edmonton Lewis.
Yeah,
right?
Lunar New Year's. Yeah.
Lunar New Year's.
Edmonia Lewis.
Edmonia Lewis. You got great.
Who was Edmonia Lewis might have typed out the play fences for August Wilson. She might have been his secretary.
Oh, no, she named the banister.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She
didn't invent it.
She invented the banister.
She invented the name.
Oh,
what
she named
it? What do we call this, Edmonia?
Yeah, she was right there with the inventor of the banister.
Yep.
She was right there in the lab.
Roger Bannister.
Yeah. Jeremiah Bannister. He worked on it for like 50 years.
Yeah, she could have worked a little harder naming it rather than just swiping his last name.
Edmonia Lewis.
And then she gets a postage stamp. What did he get?
He gets nothing. Hey, maybe we should look her up so we know what she did.
Lots of nannies with kids around here.
Yeah. Nannies, I'll tell you one thing about nannies. They love to mail things. That's
oh, yeah?
a fact.
Yeah? That guy over there you talked to, I overheard him say that he hasn't mailed anything in 15 years.
Yeah, I think that's an indoor world record. When was the last time you mailed something?
I mail things quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just mailed something on Sunday.
Oh no! I don't want to hear the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things get really bad, I'll hear the story of how you mailed something on Sunday.
Interesting story.
Okay.
Wait,
this was the lady that was on the call. She's off the call.
Great.
Oh no! Wait, she's still talking. All right, come on, let's go find some other people.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't think I can sell any stamps, do you?
I don't think you can. I don't even know if you can give away a stamp.
I know that would be even creepier.
Would you like a stamp?
Would you like a stamp? No, I got to sell stamps. Because if I'm selling stamps, they'll think I stole them. They'll think they're hot.
Right, right. What will they think if you offer to give them?
Yeah, and then they think I'm absolutely out of my mind.
Then they'll think that there's LSD on the back of it.
I think they would think, run. Find the exit.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go over there. It's a nice family. Come on. You're not coming with me?
I'll stay 20 feet back from wherever you are.
Okay.
I'll be here. You can point to me as your friend.
Okay.
I'll hold the package of stamps up prominently so they know that we're a real operation.
Yeah. Okay.
Andy's heading over to
Hi.
A five-person
You guys need stamps? You looking for stamps? Stamps? These are forever stamps. These are good stamps.
Thank you. We have some.
You do at home? But yeah, but I'll sell these. These are a dime a piece. I'll give you. Look, these are good stamps. Here you go. Look, it's an August Wilson stamp. He was a famous playwright. That's yours. That's just a sample. First one's free. Look, here's a whole line of stamps. A dime a piece.
Say no, thank you.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to say
thank
no.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Everybody say thank you.
Oh. Oh, you're very welcome. Enjoy that stamp. You can mail something to your grandma.
Yeah, we can mail something.
Yeah, you can mail something to grandma.
Put it in the back.
Yeah. They're thinking about it. They're considering it. Hey, I'm selling stamps. I've got a bunch of stamps.
I just came from the post office.
Next to you work for the post office?
No, I just came from here.
Oh, no. Wait, you can go back. Return whatever you got. Because I've got, I'll sell you a discount.
No, I need the envelope.
Oh, you need to have envelope. But wait, here, I'll give you an amazing discount. These are forever, baby.
That's okay.
A nickel a piece. A nickel a piece.
Thanks. I bought 20 envelopes. I'm
all right. Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah,
you're killing me. Next time, I'm here every day. Next time, come down here.
Oh, okay.
Here, this nice lady. Hi, how are you today? It's a beautiful day. Isn't it the most beautiful view ever? Hey, look what I'm selling. I'm selling these stamps. Do you use stamps when you write to your family?
I just bought.
You bought stamps? Oh, you should see me next time. Here's a free stamp. Do you use banisters? You enjoy using banisters when you're on the stairs?
What?
The banisters, when you hold the banister?
I
This woman invented the banister. You can have the, she's on a stamp. Okay. Kenny.
We're almost halfway done.
Kenny, what will become of us? This is the end.
Well, I think with that last woman, you found your right demographic.
What, the older lady?
Yeah. She
the older confused
she
senile.
She seemed around 90, 95 years old.
Yeah. No, when they hit 100, I've got them.
Yeah.
They're mine, baby, mine.
She still mails things, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably mails a $5 bill to her nieces and nephews on their birthday.
Do you pay your bills by mail ever? No.
Sometimes, yeah. In fact, that letter that I tried to send on...
Yes, you were telling us. I'm sorry, I interrupted your story.
On Sunday.
Yes, you were mailing a letter on Sunday. Go ahead.
And I knew...
Go ahead.
I knew the house where it was going to.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't even really need to take it to the post office at all.
You could have just dropped it off right there.
I could just drop it off.
It was in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it was right down the street in the person's post office. And so I walked down there.
You're the U.S. Post Office's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
The guy that hand-delivers it himself.
Well, no, there's a big switch. There's a twist at the ending here. So I walked down to my neighbor's house, and there was a sign on the mailbox saying to not put any mail in that mailbox anymore.
Uh-huh. So then you had to mail it.
Then I had to go to the... I had to actually find a mailbox and put it in the mailbox. Man, it sucks.
Do you have a gun with you?
Not
anymore. All I need is one bullet. If we put our heads next to each other, all I need is one bullet. If you won't put your head next to mine, I'll need two bullets.
I got a gun, but no bullets. You heard about the supply chain problems, right?
You bring a gun, but no ID. Officer, all I have is this gun. All I have is this 38. I don't have any ID.
Yeah, and no ammo.
Yeah, my gun, my name's not on the 38, because I don't bring ID.
Well, also the serial number's been etched off.
Hi. Is that a business call? When you're done, come see us about stamps. We're selling stamps. It's going great.
Is it going great? We've been out here half an hour. Have you tried selling any Excedrin?
You need no. Yeah. You need stamps.
Yeah.
You were worried because we didn't have change.
Well. In the event that somebody...
Oh, there, they changed their mind. You're looking for stamps. You changed your mind. You reconsidered. Here we go. A dime a piece. These are 58-cent stamps. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. It's kind of an insult to Edmonia Lewis, in my opinion. He's the nicest. A nice guy with a lot of stamps on his own.
Let's find out what Edmonia Lewis really did. To get her stamp.
Yeah, let's look up Edmonia Lewis. There's a stamp about with her face on it.
Oh, she was a sculptor.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
She sculpted banisters?
Yep. Oh, she sculpted those, you know, those stairwell elevators that old people use?
Yeah, you mean that go up the side of the, that go up the banister?
Yep.
That was her masterpiece.
Yeah.
Look, there's a tourist. There's a tourist taking pictures of the skyline.
She did the...
Should I charge him for taking pictures of the skyline?
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me. I live in that city. That's going to cost you 20 cents. Sir? Sir, that's my city you're taking a picture of.
He's not paying you any mind.
You can take a mental picture, a mental image for free. I don't make the rules. No, he's not. He's ignoring me. Sir, Homeland Security, you can't take photos of that skyline. Hey, look at the flag that's flying. Kind of unusual that the edges are torn.
Tattered.
The edges are tattered and ragged.
Tattered, yeah.
It looks like the Francis Scott Key flag that he saw.
Not very respectful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's kind of torn a little bit.
Yeah, it's in bad shape from the wind.
But maybe that makes it even somehow more moving to see. Okay, here comes a guy. This is a guy.
Oh, yeah. He looks
he's got like, a knapsack.
He looks like he's into stamps.
He's got a... Well, the Unabomber needed stamps.
Yes.
He looks Unabomber-y.
Right. Unabomber.
The Unabomber really would have appreciated some cheaper stamps. He almost went broke, the Unabomber.
Yeah, well, also, these are stamps that he didn't buy, so there's no, you know, surveillance footage tying him to these stamps.
Sir? Sir, we have stamps. We have inexpensive stamps.
How inexpensive are they?
Make me an offer. What do you need? What do you need, Ken?
Are these forever stamps?
Yeah, they're all forevers, baby.
I'll give you a nickel for a forever stamp.
I don't want your pity nickels. I want to sell a real stamp.
It's getting dark and cold out here.
It's getting dark and cold in my soul.
When we came out here, this place was drenched in sunlight. Now we're in the shade.
Do you think this guy will pay me money if I ask him, if I tell him he can't take a picture of my skyline?
No, I think he might hit you.
Do you have my lawyer on speed dial?
No, somebody's smoking weed out here.
There you go. It'll be legal tomorrow.
That's right.
Hey, congratulations,
Thank
Ken.
Thank you. Thank
All your hard work has paid off.
Thank you.
Your years of petitioning and protesting.
Hell yeah. 13 dispensaries open tomorrow.
Where's the closest one?
I believe in Secaucus, although there is a bit of...
Let's camp out. Let's camp out tonight. Let's be the first one in line.
There's a bit of controversy over whether the one in Secaucus called Harmony is really opening for recreational or not. It was open. It's my usual place for medicinal. Marijuana. You know why they didn't open today? Because today's 420.
Oh, I see. They wouldn't open.
And they realized that if they opened up all the recreational dispensaries today, there would have been chaos.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, you couldn't control the mob.
Yeah.
Wait.
So they pushed it
tomorrow. But is the weed you buy that's recreational, is it the same weed as the medicinal weed?
It's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow morning when they open up at 7 a.m.
Pretty much, I think so.
Hey, if you want to meet Ken Friedman in person, be at Secaucus at 7 a.m.
Yeah, we know you're right.
He'll be that tent. He'll be in the tent.
You're absolutely right. We should do a live broadcast from a dispensary. You're right.
It would be great.
Yeah.
It couldn't be worse than this.
That would be fun. No, it would be way better than this. Yeah. I know a lot of dispensaries did hire DJs and sock puppets and all sorts of, you know.
To do what? To put people at ease? For what purpose?
To give them epileptic.
Hey, we're selling
seizures.
Stamps. We have stamps, half price. Half price, first class stamps.
More than half price.
More than half price.
She had a very sweet smile.
She's the sweetest. You think I can get this guy to pay me to take pictures of the skyline?
Maybe he can pay you if you take a picture of him with the skyline in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he has headphones on. He won't even hear me. Take his phone and then, run?
Take his picture and ask him for his phone.
Would you like me to take a picture? Here you go.
Yeah, he won't give you his phone.
Oh, he's talking to somebody.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. It's like a live, he's broadcasting live.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies. You look like you used a lot. You look like you used the mail quite a lot. Am I right? I have stamps here. Almost free. Free stamps. Almost free. Nearly free.
Remind me why we're doing this again. We're doing this so that we could be together because WFMU's in lockdown.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to Skype in because it's more fun to be together.
I love this idea. I love the idea. The idea that we would stand outside a post office and be shilling stamps, discount stamps.
But we're quite
I thought that was so fun.
Quite a ways from the post office.
Because there was nobody at the post office. And there's not many more people here. We're right on the river.
Lots of helicopters.
Yeah, these are all touristy helicopters. Every couple of years or so, you read about one of those guys going down.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
In the touristy helicopters.
Yeah, I remember when that happened.
They go down like a rock, those helicopters.
Yeah.
They're basically a rock with a motor on it. They're not aerodynamic. Sir, you mail letters? You enjoy mailing letters? You enjoy writing letters? I have stamps here. Discount stamps. You ever use stamps at all? Stamps?
He's interested. I think he seemed real interested.
He's going to go home and think about it.
No,
he's
going
to come back tomorrow.
He almost came to a full stop.
He's going
to
come back tomorrow, but we'll be gone. We'll be at the medical marijuana dispensary tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait to do
it. Are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about it? A dime a piece. They're 58 cents at the post office. How many do you want?
He's doing it. Get him.
How many do you want?
Unbelievable.
How many do you want? Look, we have all different kinds here, too. Look, I paid for them. They're not even stolen. I'm insane.
Okay.
I think this is entertainment. Hey, you a fan of Edmonia Lewis? You don't know Edmonia Lewis? You ever use banisters on the stairways when you're going up and down the stairs?
Yeah.
She invented the banister.
Okay.
Those are forever stamps. Those are real stamps.
Okay.
You got a dollar? I'll give you five of these for a dollar. It's 20 cents each. You bet. Okay, there's one stamp. Wait a minute. That's eight there. Hold on. And here's four more Edmonia Lewis.
All right.
Okay. And hey, where are you going to be, how are you going to be using them? You know, they're good for personal use. They're good for mailing bills.
Okay.
They're good for any sort of communication. They'll take your envelope anywhere you want, really, in the continental U.S.
Okay.
Or Alaska or Hawaii. What do you think you'll be using them for? Doesn't matter to me. I mean, whatever you want to use them for.
Yeah, no idea. So.
Okay, you don't have to tell me. Right. They're your stamps now. Okay, enjoy them. We'll be here every year, this date, 420 every year.
Hey, man, great job.
Yeah, here's a dollar. So now this stupid show has only cost me like $18.
Oh, was it $19?
I don't want to talk about it.
You just dropped some stamps.
Wait, I guess I have stamps, right?
Yeah,
it's not like I lost money.
Right, you have stamps. Forever stamps. It's an investment.
Yeah, it's just going to go up and up and up in value.
Right.
Ken, what are we doing? I'm 67 years old.
There's a lot of people who say that stamp prices are in a bubble and they're going to crash.
Well, they have to. They can't be sustained.
But they never go down.
But, I mean, the post office can't sustain itself.
No.
It just can't.
No, it can't.
Because nobody's mailing letters anymore.
Right.
What do you get in the mail every day?
Junk. Just junk.
Yeah.
Every damn day.
Yeah.
Nothing but junk.
Just old ad circulars and
bills. And those letters that you sent me.
Well, I don't sign them. You can't be sure it's from me.
I'm pretty sure. They can only be from you. You've been denying those for years and years.
The ones that keep asking, what are you wearing?
They're postmarked Madison, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Handwriting looks very much like
big block letters. I'm watching you. And then the next one, you're not fooling anyone. And then, can I have that Friday 8 p.m. slot? That's my next other letters.
And then, you are making me mad.
Then this is an Andy. Is that a personal call? Take your call.
Should I take my call?
Yeah. How could that be worse than this?
Okay.
Who is it?
Hello?
This is Jake from Discover Card Services.
Hi, Jake.
Tragic impact of the economy. You are now qualified for a complete debt elimination.
Congratulations,
wow.
Ken.
Complete debt elimination.
Please press 1 to speak.
Yeah, let's press 1.
No, I hung up on him.
That's the spirit. Hello, my friend. Hello.
I don't think Jake was really...
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
Sell to him.
This is my...
Go ahead.
This is my friend Ken. You're on the air. My name's Andy. I called you. You're on the air, so he knows.
Yes.
Hi. What's your name, sir?
Angel.
Angel, how are you, brother? Hey, you know what we're doing? We're selling stamps today. You use stamps.
Deep discount
stamps. These are good. You send your mom like for a Mother's Day card. 10 cents each.
They go for 58 cents, but we're selling them for 10.
But you give a dollar, get 100?
You get no. That would be a penny each. We'll give you 10 for a dollar. Yeah.
10 for a dollar.
You can't beat that. 10 for a dollar.
Will you mix them, match them?
I'll mix and match them for you, brother.
Give me 10 then.
Yeah, you got it. You got a dollar? You got a real dollar? It's a real dollar?
Man, give him some Edmonia Lewis ones.
Okay, that's a dollar. I'm going to hand that to my supplier there. Okay.
I'm underage, so they can't okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you two of these Lunar something, whatever they are, Lunar New Year's.
Lunar New Year.
And then here's a few of these flag deals.
Are those Forevers? Did you give them some Forevers?
Yeah, they're all the Forevers. Here's four of these. Oh, who are you going to be? Who are you going to be writing to? Well, that's two and four, so that's eight.
You know, I haven't written a letter in over 10 years.
Well, now because you don't have any stamps, because it's been too expensive. Now you've got stamps.
I believe you owe four more.
No. I gave you two and four. So two and four is eight. I owe you one more. Two and four. I'm pretty sure it's eight.
You owe them four more.
Okay. Just quit screaming.
You're going to get a bad rep out here.
Okay. I didn't say I was a math genius. Okay. And there's four of those. Okay. Those are forever stamps, man. They're good forever. Okay, they'll take your envelope anywhere you want it to go.
Check out my business card here.
What do you do?
I sell thermoses and stuff like that. You see
thermoses.
I sell a thermos here with you, nice hot tea or whatever coffee.
Yeah.
I sell night lamps, clocks.
You sell
like
night lamps, clocks,
yeah.
And thermoses.
And people can reach you at www.amd1220.com.
Or you can just put amd1220.com.
Now you're wearing a New Jersey Transit. That's your day job.
Yes.
You got a day job. Well, you work on Path Line?
No, I'm doing the 80 bus line.
Oh, that's a good bus line. You're driving that bus?
Yeah.
Is that the bus that bends in the middle? The real long one?
No,
it's a flexible bus.
Do you know how to drive the flexible buses?
My license is for it, but they're going to have to train you first.
Yeah, that's an insane bus.
So where's the 80 bus go from here?
From here to General Square, West Side. Gates Avenue, Jersey, near Border Bayonne.
And then how many people, what's your maximum capacity?
64.
Now 65 people. At 66 people, do you say, sorry, we're full, or do you let them squeeze on? You can say, sorry, we're full?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, because you can't pass the line. Got a white line.
Yeah.
And no more masks, right? No more masks.
They said they lifted, so.
Yeah.
So, to you?
Now, what percentage of people, how many people? You got half wearing masks now, half not?
Yeah, something like that.
And would you prefer people to wear the mask?
No, because sometimes I take it off myself.
Okay, sir?
Yeah, no.
Yes or no? Can? Yes or no? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Do you understand?
I say no.
You say don't wear the mask?
I don't like wearing a mask.
I don't like wearing it either, but...
Yeah. Well, sometimes when Ken's doing his extracurricular activities, you need to wear a mask. Yeah, the coughing, that's bad. That's bad. Yeah. Yeah, because they're all cramped together. You got 65 people on the bus. You're not going to wear a mask, Ken?
I wouldn't take the bus.
Oh, well, you got something against the bus?
I'm not taking trains or buses or planes.
So then you drive.
Yeah, I drive by myself.
I love the bus. Now that I've met Angel Diaz, my bus driver.
Yeah. Angel of AMD1220.com.
Exactly. You need a thermos? Do you?
If you live in Jersey City.
I do need a thermos.
Or if you live 40 minutes away from Newark or...
Angel! No, Angel, you're wrong. You can mail it to him now. What do you have in your pocket? You have 10 stamps in your pocket.
That's not enough for a thermos.
You can mail... You need more stamps. Brother, you need more stamps. You need to get into the mail order business. I'm your guy.
I can mail it if you live beyond 40 minutes.
You need more... Then you want to buy more stamps. Where's some more money? You gotta mail your thermoses.
I'm good.
Okay.
Are you down here every day with thermoses?
I actually take them on my car because I realize you keep a thermos with you.
Yeah.
But the ones I carry is just to show it off. Show people what they can get.
Yeah. The ones he carries, the ones he makes can weigh, they weigh like 45 pounds.
Yeah. And on the top, the cover got a glass on top here, and you just pass your hand, and it tells you the temperature.
Does it keep the hot tea hot?
It keeps it hot.
Does it keep the cold soda cold? But how does it know which is which? How does it know? How does it know what to do?
It tells you the temperature on the inside.
But how does it know? This is cold. I'm going to keep it cold.
That's how it knows.
But why doesn't it say this? Oh, it's cold. I'm going to heat it up.
It's electronic.
It's electronic?
It's electronic. You don't even need to charge it.
You don't need to charge it?
I wish I had it on me. You don't even need to charge it. I've been using my own since September.
It just insulates whatever it is.
The temperature inside.
And it tells you the temperature.
So it tells you, like, if you put it in boiling water.
Yeah.
Give it a little while, and when it gets heats up inside,
yeah.
It shows you 97 degrees.
It says it right there.
On top of the glass.
So you don't even know, you don't need to unscrew it and feel it. It tells you the temperature. That's a thermos. That's a thermos that does most of the heavy lifting for you. That's a good thermos. I like you, brother.
That's the kind of thermos I would like to have.
Now, if you, in a perfect world, Angel.
I'm going to change my writing now.
Yeah.
This is the thermos that does all the heavy lifting.
All the heavy lifting, yeah. You do. It does most of the work. All you've got to do is drink it. Now, listen. Open it and drink it.
I'm going to change it.
Okay. Well, I'll go into marketing.
But give it a couple of days, you won't see a change.
Yeah, okay, we're going to look forward to that.
I'll look for you on the
8th.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, Angel.
Have a nice day.
You too. Okay, call him brother. Thank you, brother. Call him brother.
Thanks,
brother. Puts him at ease. Yeah.
I think they might find it a little condescending.
A little patronizing?
Yeah.
Well, they would if they heard this part of the conversation. That's why I'm kind of whispering.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I've made $2.
You're getting better and better at this.
I've made $2. But I've lost a fortune. I've lost six. I'm $16 down.
The first guy you sold the stamps to, were those also 10 cents a piece?
I don't remember. I got a dollar.
Did you give him 10?
I don't remember. Ken, it was over 20 minutes ago.
Did you give him 5?
Well, maybe I gave him 5.
I recall overhearing you saying that you were going to sell them for 10 cents, and then later I overheard them being 20 cents.
Yeah, that's called upselling. That's how you do it. Okay, now, hey, I'm on a roll.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Can I go home now?
No.
How many more minutes do we have?
We have another 10 minutes.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Kenny.
And that's allowing a couple of minutes for the Andy song.
Kenny.
Top and the end.
Next time, bring a gun.
No, I brought a gun. Next time I'll bring bullets. If you can buy any.
Officer, I don't have my ID. So people should know you really, really, really left your ID in the car.
No, I left it in my office.
Yeah, because in case you were arrested, you wouldn't be ID'd. As if I wouldn't spill my guts. As if I wouldn't just be gushing your name and address. Officer, I'm just the DJ. I'm just a DJ, man. Man, he's the station manager. What are you arresting me for? I'm just a low-level dealer. I'm the DJ.
When the cops stop you, you don't want to give them any information whatsoever. Nothing.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's only if... No, it's not. Why? Then you'll get... Then they'll make... That'll, nothing makes someone more suspicious.
You're used to obeying the law, but out here
in the jungle?
Yeah, you're not obeying the law anymore.
Why, selling? You mean reselling stamps?
Well, reselling stamps might be illegal. I don't know. Especially because you're selling them for a deep loss. It's the Excedrin and the no-dose and the ibuprofen.
If I'm reselling these stamps, do you mean if I was reselling them for more than 58 cents? If I was making a profit?
I don't know.
But who would be...
I don't know.
Like, all these guys are just yapping on the phone.
As you pointed out... Yeah. People do sell and buy and trade.
Yeah, Amazon sells them.
Stamps on eBay all the time. So maybe it is legal to...
Well, when that guy's off the phone, I'm going to go for this guy.
Buy and sell stamps. Okay. Definitely not legal to be selling, etc.
Who's he talking to, I wonder? Is that a personal call, sir? Is that a personal call? Oh, it is?
Did he nod yes?
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Well,
if it's personal,
you shouldn't be making personal calls on business time. He's on the clock. Does your boss know you're making personal calls?
Maybe today's his day off. Maybe he's unemployed.
I'll ask.
Yeah, go find out.
Is it your day off? I have a follow-up question. Sir? He's walking pretty fast. People that walk past me walk pretty fast. I do notice that. Oh, Kenny. What did we do last week? It was better than this.
Yeah, I've blotted it out already. You were on Skype.
I envy you that.
You were not in the studio. You were on Skype.
Remember in the 60s, people put LSD on stamps? Didn't they do that?
They still do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that a way to hide the LSD from the fuzz?
Not really, because it's pretty obvious. You know, it's called blotter. You know, blotter.
Do they put it on real stamps? Like, why would they even do that?
Well, no, not on stamps. They put it on perforated blotter.
Oh, yeah, that's special. But it looks like
blotter art, and then it looks like a hit of acid. Andy's still got a lot of stamps.
Hi, ladies.
He's approaching a gaggle of
Hey, minis. I'm selling stamps really cheap. You guys, you use stamps? You mail letters?
No, I don't.
Everybody mails letters to Mother's Day.
Not me.
Apology letters? I mail an apology letter every other day.
You?
Yeah, to apologize. I say something wrong. I insult people. I make them uncomfortable. I have mailed them a letter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you want some stamps?
No.
Look, these are real stamps.
I don't even have cash on me.
You don't have any cash?
No, I'm sorry.
You can owe me the money. I'm here every Wednesday because I do a radio show right there.
How much you sell it?
Okay, each stamp, 10 cents. I'm selling for 10 cents. But
well,
you know what?
Let me see if I do.
But you know what? Usually they're 58 cents. And look how beautiful they are. Look at this discount. You'll never see. 1, 2, 3, 6. Here's 9 of them.
So I do have...
Okay, 10 cents.
How much?
70 cents? I'm going to give you 7 stamps. These are real stamps.
Okay.
These will take your letters anywhere they want to go. You can mail them anywhere. They're forever stamps. You can put them in a drawer. You can save them. Here you go. That's 7 stamps.
Thank you.
Thank you. Woo! Look at this 70 cents. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to convert this into pennies. I'll have 70 pennies. Then I'm going to throw the pennies on the bed and go rolling around on the bed.
Whoa.
Rolling around in my money. Okay.
Thank
I can't
you.
Wait to tell my friend. This is my friend... Sir Ken, you're on the
Hi,
air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. He's shy. He doesn't like to talk to people.
That.
Yeah.
Stamps work really well.
Yeah, the stamps work excellently.
Thank you.
I got my ID.
Yeah, he doesn't have his ID with him. He left his ID at home. Ken takes the very special bus, the short bus, to go to the radio station.
It's not a flexible bus. Though.
No, you take.
It's kind of the opposite.
Yeah, it is. It's the short little bus. I think you're the only boy on the bus, aren't you, Ken?
Yes. I am.
Yep. And every morning, you stand on the corner, the bus pulls up, and you say, I left my ID at home. Okay.
They're my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going to sell a few more stamps.
Yeah, you're doing good.
You know what the secret of being a good salesman, Ken, is? You've got to love the product. You've got to believe in the product. Oh, you've got a dollar. Look, hey, there you go. Okay, she knows a good deal when she hears one, doesn't she? She's into it. She knows.
I give it to my grandma.
That's right, because your grandma uses stamps, right?
Yeah, she does.
She mails letters. Okay, hold on. Wait, let me see. How many are here?
Did you mail out your apologies today?
Hold on. Wait, I don't know how many are here. 4. This is 20 stamps. Okay, I'm going to give you, here you go. This is, look, 1, 2, 3, 8. This is 16 stamps for a dollar.
Okay.
You'll never have a bargain like that again.
They're worth 58 cents a piece.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
What is she going to use them for?
I don't know.
What, like she mails nice letters on Christmas maybe?
She does, yeah.
She mails to her family on Christmas and maybe on the holidays?
Yeah.
Is your mother right there?
No, it's only my sister.
That's your sister? Can I say hi to your sister? Okay. What's her name?
That one is Maria.
These are your two sisters?
Yes.
You have all three sisters come? Do you come here every day?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Do you come here every day because you're babysitting with these nice children?
So that's Maria.
Hi, Maria.
And that's
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
what a great family business you have. And how many children are you watching?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my gosh, you need more eyeballs to keep track of these. Well, I can tell you guys are super busy, but enjoy the stamps. What are you going to do with your stamps?
I'm going to give it to my grandma, that's it.
That's right. Grandmas love stamps.
She does.
That they love mailing letters.
She always mailing something.
Oh, okay. You guys are beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your help.
No
okay,
problem.
Just wait. There's my friend Ken. Just wave to Ken. Yeah, say hi to Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, he's very shy. He's shy. He suffered an industrial accident a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, he's kind of still dizzy.
Okay.
Say, Ken, you'll get better. Ken, you'll get better soon.
Get better,
Ken.
Okay.
Okay, we love you.
Bye.
Bye. We're all pulling for you, Kenny.
That's great. Somebody better be.
Yeah, we're all pulling for you.
All right.
You're going to feel better soon.
I think we're done.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Yeah.
It's been an hour here.
This is WFMU East Orange.
Oh, dear, help us.
Don't turn your tape recorder off yet.
So you're not ashamed. You will actually identify the radio station.
Yeah, it's WFMU East Orange. It's WMFU Mount Hope.
Oh, it is?
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
You're striding this great country like a colossus. Yep. It is a brilliant network from sea all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to most of Parsippany, New Jersey.
Yeah. As much as we can afford to cover.
Yeah, it's a real empire, Ken.
And we're
the
online.
Empire of the air.
Right, we're online at WFMU.org.
Well, so am I. Yeah. Don't go bragging about it. It's no big deal.
What's your address on the World Wide Web?
Everybody. I do have UncleAndyToys.com.
Oh, that's right.
I do have a toy company.
UncleAndyToys.com is still up.
It is still up.
UncleanDYToys.com.
Well, I'm not unclean. Uncle Andy.
But if you want to remember it, it's easier to remember Unclean DY Toys.
Well, why on earth would you want to remember it? All right, can I go home now?
To find you on the World Wide Web.
Hey, you want some stamps? You guys use stamps? Want some free stamps?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're free. Here you go. 10 cents each. That's close to free. Look, these are real free. Well, everyone has a different definition of free. These are almost free. Okay, here's a free stamp. You're a fan of August Wilson, the playwright? Sure, there you go, that'll work.
How cute.
That is cute, that's a real stamp. Okay, God bless you and your work. Yeah. Oh, I'll take it. Hey, I can go home early today. Yeah, you can. Or am I smelling you?
Oh, you smelling me.
Hey, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Feibach.
All right, thanks, Andy. I think we're done.
Oh, I think we're more than done, buddy.
Andy. Andy.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Come on down, Gabe. Let's smoke a little tea this evening, huh?
Dream about reaper, 5 feet long. The mighty myth, but not too strong. You get high, but not for long.
Why, man?
Cause you's the viper. Yeah. Now I'm the king of everything. You gotta get high to have that swing. Light as tea, let it be.
Right.
Cause you's the viper. Now your throat gets dry and you know you're high. Everything is dandy. Truck into the candy store. Bust your conk on peppermint candy. Then you know your body's spent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. Sky's high, you high.
Why?
Cause you's the viper.
Se alerta ese vato, no se vaya al rol, porque va a empezar al rato el piano del cantón. Porque va a empezar al rato el marihuana boogie boy. No se agüite ese pues, pégale duro esas teclas. Vamos pues a tronarnos las manos, digo yo. Me voy a sacar una buena jaina para echar un buen borlo ese. Con esta bota de aquella este boogie. Mi jaina se llama Juana, 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 Juana. Pero ya todos los vatos le dicen marihuana. Quiero yo. Cuando le suena ese boogie, me siento volador. Pégale.